不过，州长安德鲁·库莫星期一宣布，纽约州最坏的情况已经过去了。库莫在州首府埃尔巴尼举行的记者会上说：“我们可以控制传播，对此感觉不错。最坏的情况已经过去了。如果我们今后继续保持智慧的话。”但是他很快告诫说：“这并不意味着现在是放松，包括社交距离等在内的限制措施的时候。”他警告人们不要鲁莽行事。 库莫警告说：“我的手握在阀门上，如果你太快地拧阀门，你会看到数字马上蹿升回来。”纽约州住院的人数和需要呼吸机的患者人数都下降了，新冠病毒病例增速也在减缓，但每天仍有大约11000例新确诊病例。纽约州到目前为止通报了195,000新冠病毒病例，超过了西班牙或意大利。 实际数字可能更高，因为症状较轻、不需住院的人被鼓励待在家中。这些人中绝大多数没有接受检测。纽约州的死亡人数星期一跨越了新的门槛，达到了10056起，占美国新冠病毒死亡病例的将近一半。 澳大利亚总理莫里森表示，对于世界卫生组织坐视不管中国野味市场重开的行为难以理解。澳大利亚第9频道新闻网报道，众多专家相信新冠病毒是从武汉的一处野味市场向外传播。莫里森还指出，我们需要保护全世界，要对付这类病毒引爆疫情的潜在来源。 他还认为，中国野味市场散播病毒事件并不只有一件，类似的事情已经发生过太多次了。澳大利亚联邦卫生部长亨特也呼应莫里森的言论，并担心中国野味市场重开可能造成更多风险。亨特还说：“我们并不同意某些国际组织的立场，我们的责任是保护澳大利亚民众，而且我相信世界上大多数人和我们的立场相近。” 英国情报机构认为，在新型冠状病毒疫情平息后，英国需要重新评估与中国的关系，并考虑是否需要对高科技和其他战略行业实施更严格的控制。英国《卫报》周一报道称，英国情报机构表示，中国称其成功应对了新冠病毒流行，并将借此更加坚定捍卫其一党制模式。英国政府必须考虑如何应对。 报道称，正在考虑的问题包括英国是否需要限制对数字通信和人工智能等高科技企业的收购，以及是否应该减少中国学生在英国大学等地的科研机会。英国情报机构还指出，中国在1月和2月的新冠病毒感染病例和死亡人数明显少报，这与美国情报机构的结论类似。 英国官方数据显示，英国目前已确诊超过8万例新冠病毒病例，并成为继美国、西班牙、意大利和法国后第5个死亡人数超过1万人的国家。英国首相约翰逊也确诊了新型冠状病毒。法国总统马克龙周一表示，禁足令将延长到5月11日，此后会逐步让各级中小学。 以及幼儿园复学，部分商店可以营业，但餐厅、咖啡厅、酒吧及博物馆等公共场所仍需关闭。法国自3月17日以来，有6700万人被下达禁足令。这项禁令原本预定本月14日结束。此外，来自欧洲以外国家的旅客也将持续禁止进入法国，直到未来另行通知解禁。 马克龙指出，法国在面对新冠疫情爆发时并没有做好充分准备，虽然尽可能做好防疫，但是还是不够。目前仍然缺乏防护衣、手套、酒精，也没有足够口罩分配给前线的医护人员。至于何时能回归正常生活，马克龙坦言：“我很想回答，但老实说，我还没有明确答案。” 截至发稿为止，法国累计确诊病例13万7875例，死亡14985人。韩国联合参谋本部表示，朝鲜星期二从江原道汶川地区向东海海域发射数枚疑似短程反舰巡戈导弹。
Welcome to American English Mosaic. I'm Mike Bond.
And I'm Lin Yang.
Are you a frequent flyer? Is it economical to pay more and upgrade your flight to business class? We will offer you some insight in today's business etiquette.
今天的美国人如何看待他们的政府？我们在下面的节目中为你介绍。
And in words and idioms, we will learn what tar and feather and tar with the same brush means.
All coming up on this edition of American English Mosaic.
Now let's go into our first segment, Learn a Word.
Learn a Word.
今天我们要学的词是
Dysfunctional. Dysfunctional is spelled D-Y-S-F-U-N-C-T-I-O-N-A-L. Dysfunctional.
Dysfunctional, 形容词，意思是失常的、失调的。
One in three Americans believe the dysfunctional government is the country's biggest problem.
三个美国人里就有一个人认为政府运作失调是美国所面临的最大问题。
A recent study revealed that only around 2 out of 10 people actually escape the grips of a dysfunctional family.
最近的一项研究显示，每十个人当中，大约只有两个人能真正摆脱他们所在的不健全家庭。好的，今天我们学习的词是
dysfunctional, dysfunctional, dysfunctional.
It's hard for kids to grow up in dysfunctional families. I have a friend who always seems very distant to people and favors spending time with his pets.Turns out that his mom favored his brother over him growing up, so it left him believing no one truly loves him.
That's horrible! Once you form a certain personality and worldview, it's very hard to change it. I'm so grateful for my loving and caring family.
Yeah, I love my family too. It's full of happiness and laughter. But my mom did tar and feather me when I grew up.
她一直相信不打不成才呀。
Well, what can I say? Looks like she did a good job of bringing you up.
Oh!
And you mentioned a good idiom, tar and feather. Let's listen to today's words and idioms and check it out.
美国习惯用语
Words and idioms.
各位听众，现在播送美国习惯用语第885讲，我是魏然。
我是 Doug Johnson.
刚才朋友跟我抱怨说，他的老板太可怕了。他在工作上出了一点点小差错，老板就不依不饶，把他好一顿骂。这也让我想起一个习惯用语，那就是
tar and feather. Tar is spelled T-A-R, and feather, F-E-A-T-H-E-R. Tar and feather.
Tar 这个词不太常见，是柏油的意思。Feather 大家都知道是指羽毛。把 tar 和 feather 放在一起，意思是严厉惩罚。比如，我的朋友被苛刻的老板骂得体无完肤，我们就可以说
She felt tarred and feathered by her overly critical boss.
当然了，倒霉的不止我朋友一个人。下面是一个高中生的烦恼，我们一起听。
I think my whole class hates English this semester. Our teacher is always ready to punish us for the slightest mistake.If she finds any misspellings on our compositions, she deducts several points from our grade. I don't understand the need to tar and feather us.
这段话意思是，我估计我们全班都恨透了这学期的英文课。我们的英文老师总是为了一丁点小错误而惩罚我们。他判作文的时候，发现一个错字就扣好多分儿。我实在不明白他干嘛非要这么严厉地惩罚我们不可。
哎，分分分，学生的命根儿。这位英文老师在判分的时候毫不留情，为一点小错而责罚学生，难怪不得人心。好的，让我们再来听听上面那段话。
I think my whole class hates English this semester.Our teacher is always ready to punish us for the slightest mistake. If she finds any misspellings on our compositions, she deducts several points from our grade. I don't understand the need to tar and feather us.
在生活中，我们常常会见到吹毛求疵、专挑别人毛病的人。我以前常看一个美食评论家的专栏，我发现他的文章里称赞别人的部分不到10%，剩下的全都是在挑毛病。没过多久，他的专栏就被撤销了。可见大众的力量不容忽视，社会名流他们更可能因为丑闻而被大众 tar and feather。 不过这种情况似乎也在发生变化，让我们来听听下面这个人的看法。
I'm no longer shocked when I read about athletes and politicians who have extramarital affairs. It used to be that they'd be tarred and feathered. Today, instead of being severely criticized, they're often forgiven. Then they're featured on magazine covers and make lots of money by writing books. It disgusts me.
这个人说，当我看到体育明星和政客们搞婚外情的新闻时，我已经不会大惊小怪了。过去，这种人一定会被人们的口水淹死，可现在，没什么人会去严厉斥责他们。相反，社会大众会原谅他们，他们还能上杂志封面、出书、大笔捞钱，这一切让我觉得恶心。
上面这段话让我想起一个女人，玛莎·斯图尔特。她原本是家政女皇，可是后来因为股票内幕交易丑闻坐了5个月的牢。当时
She was tarred and feathered，
所以好多评论家都以为她将一蹶不振。可是恰恰相反，她出狱之后全面复出，经营的企业甚至比以前更加成功，似乎也没人再提到她犯罪坐牢的事儿了。让我们再来听一遍刚才的话。
I'm no longer shocked when I read about athletes and politicians who have extramarital affairs. It used to be that they'd be tarred and feathered. Today, instead of being severely criticized, they're often forgiven. Then they're featured on magazine covers and make lots of money by writing books. It disgusts me.
好的，这次美国习惯用语就到此结束了。我是魏然，
我是 Doug Johnson。
这次节目的制作人是胡晓玲，谢谢各位的收听。
Until next time，
下次节目再见。
This has been Words and Idioms。
I'm so stoked! I just booked my ticket back home today! Yummy food and the Spring Festival celebrations! Here I come!
I envy your life! Did you buy a nonstop?
No, I have one stop in the middle, but it's not too bad. But I'm considering if I should upgrade to business class. It's a 13-hour flight, and crawling in coach class seats doesn't sound very appealing.
Seems like you've got to do some cost-benefit analysis.Actually, in today's business etiquette, we will talk about the pros and cons of upgrading to business class.
Let's go take a look.
礼节美语
Cindy 看到同事 Wendy 很开心的样子。
Yay!
Hey, Wendy, you sure looked excited. What's up?
I just got a text message, and I get to fly business class on my next trip to China.
Sweet! What city are you going to?
Beijing. The Fabrics Trade Show is happening there next week.
Cool. I've never been to Beijing. You?
No, I've only been to Shanghai and Hangzhou.
Well, it's great that you get to see a new place.
Wendy 这么开心，原来因为是要去北京出差，而且是坐
business class
商务舱，不是经济舱
economy class
或是
coach class。
除了商务舱和经济舱以外，大家知道的头等舱在英语里是
first class。
正说的高兴，另外一位同事 Amy 走过来，问他俩要不要一起去吃个午饭。
Hey girls, wanna go walk across the street and grab some lunch?
Sure.
Yeah, let's go. You know, Wendy should treat us today.
What's up?
Because she gets to fly business class next week.
Sure, lunch is on me. I'm going to Beijing next Tuesday for the Fabrics Trade Show. I've always wanted to see what traveling business class would be like, and now I'll get a little taste.
Congratulations. Business class has so much more legroom. The seats practically recline into a bed. Of course, first class is even nicer.
Amy 问两人要不要一起去马路对面买点午饭吃。
Grab some lunch.
Cindy 让 Wendy 请客。
Wendy should treat us today.
因为她下星期要坐商务舱去北京出差。Wendy 欣然答应说
Lunch is on me.
意思是午饭我来请。Amy 说商务舱
Leg room.
伸展腿脚的空间更大，椅子放倒就像床一样，但是还是不如头等舱舒服。听上去 Amy 八成坐过。Cindy 问她
Are you speaking from experience?
Actually, yes. My husband and I flew first class to Hawaii for our honeymoon.
Wow, that is way cool. I've been stuck in coach all my life. Is it just my imagination, or have the seats in economy class been getting smaller over the years?
I don't think the seats have gotten smaller. I think the airlines are packing more rows of seats into airplanes, and that means less legroom.
Well, it's probably true that if we want cheap tickets, we will have to put up with being crammed into an airplane.
原来 Amy 去夏威夷度蜜月时坐的就是头等舱，所以她确实是
Speak from experience.
Wendy 很羡慕地说
I've been stuck in coach all my life.
我一辈子都没离开过经济舱。座位虽说没变小，但是航空公司不断在机舱里加座椅。
Pack more rows of seats into airplanes.
当然，伸腿的地方就越来越小了。Amy 无可奈何地说，想要买便宜机票，就只能忍受飞机里的拥挤了。
We will have to put up with being crammed into an airplane. To put up with.
是忍受。
Cram.
是动词，意思是挤在一起。
Wendy 看起来很高兴，因为她去北京出差，可以 fly business class， 乘坐商务舱。商务舱更舒服，有更宽敞的 leg room， 伸展腿脚的空间。Wendy 说 ，I've been stuck in coach all my life， 我一辈子都没离开过经济舱，所以这次呢，能乘商务舱很开心。
Ugh, I hope I can get a job in the future that will enable me to fly back and forth between the U.S. and China business class.I certainly wouldn't say no to more legroom.
Indeed, and the food is so much better. I guess that's a very important factor for a foodie like you, huh?
Oh, you know me too well.
All right, 我们接着来听听商务舱还有什么好处吧。
礼节美语。
Cindy 看到同事 Wendy 很开心的样子。
So, Wendy, are you flying nonstop?
Washington, D.C. to Beijing, non-stop.
Oh, that's lovely. The thing I hate the most about traveling is layovers. You have to get off the plane, get all your stuff. Sometimes you have to go through security. Then you wait around in the airport lounge for hours and finally get back on a plane and endure more hours of flying.
Stopovers are a real pain in the neck. Sometimes they're quick, but most of the time, layovers take at least 3 or 4 hours.
I got stuck at the Bangkok airport for 9 hours once. I nearly went insane.
It's nasty. I'd rather just stay overnight and come back the next day.
Wendy 的班机是直飞
Non-stop.
不用转机。中途转机在英文里是
Layover.
或者是
Stopover.
Cindy 说
Stopovers are a real pain in the neck.
说一件事情是
A pain in the neck.
意思是说这件事情特别讨厌。Wendy 也说，有一次她被困在曼谷机场9个小时。
I got stuck at the Bangkok airport for 9 hours.
Amy 也说，她宁可找个地方过夜。
I'd rather just stay overnight.
第二天再回来，也不愿意在机场干等。
Hopefully the airplanes of the future will be faster and bigger, so we can get places more comfortably and quickly.
So enlighten me.On what pleasures await me in business class?
Well, the food is pretty good. Each meal has several courses, and if you want seconds or thirds, the answer is always no problem, madam.
The wine list is excellent, too. You also have your choice of dozens of brand new movies and shows on your personal in-flight entertainment system.
But like I said earlier, the number one best thing about business class is the leg room. You can stretch out and lie back.It makes all the difference in the world.
商务舱的乘客有哪些特殊待遇呢？ Cindy 说，首先是吃得好， 每顿饭都有好几道菜，而且
If you want seconds or thirds，
如果你想要第二份或是第三份的话，回答永远都是没问题。
Seconds，
第二份
，is spelled S-E-C-O-N-D-S， seconds
就是 second 后面加个 s， thirds 也是一样，就是在 third 后面加个 s。除了吃得好，葡萄酒的种类也不错。
The wine list is excellent。
此外还有最新上映的电影。但是商务舱最好的地方还是宽敞。
It makes all the difference in the world。
天壤之别。
Cindy's right. A 12-hour flight doesn't seem all that long.
Excellent. I am very much looking forward to it. Okay, it's my treat. What do you guys want to eat?
I'll have the shrimp salad.
And I'll have a club sandwich and a cranberry yogurt.
And I'll have carrot sticks and a tomato juice.
On a diet?
No, I'm just too excited to eat.
Wendy 听后很高兴，说自己十分期待，大家开始点午饭。结果 Wendy 自己只要了
Carrot sticks and a tomato juice.
小胡萝卜和番茄汁。Cindy 问他是不是在减肥。
On a diet?
等于
Are you on a diet?
Wendy 回答说不是，是因为太兴奋了，所以吃不下东西。
Wendy 这次还可以乘坐 fly non-stop 直飞。Amy 说这简直太重要了，因为 layover is a pain in the neck， 转机特别麻烦。Cindy 说商务舱呢不仅宽敞，而且食物非常好。 The wine list 酒单也不错，而且还有非常计时的 in-flight entertainment system 途中娱乐系统。
Sounds like a 13-hour flight won't be that long if you're flying business. You should consider it, Yanglin.
I think I'm gonna do it. A wine list on the plane, that's what I'm talking about.
There you go. All right, enough about flying. Let's go ahead with our class.
Let's listen to another Learn Word.
Learn a word.
今天我们要学的词是
indefinite. Indefinite is spelled I-N-D-E-F-I-N-I-T-E. Indefinite.
Indefinite, 形容词，意思是不明确的，无限期的。
The head coach has decided to take an indefinite leave of absence to care for his sick wife.
为了照顾生病的妻子，球队主教练决定无限期请长假。
The union launched an indefinite strike, requesting shorter hours and better pay.
工会发起无限期罢工，要求缩短工时，增加工资。
The bridge was closed indefinitely for repair work to be done.
这座大桥要接受检修，将无限期停止使用。好的，今天我们学习的词是
indefinite, indefinite, indefinite.
I feel like the construction in front of our building has been going on indefinitely.
They sure are not efficient enough, but that probably is in par with the government's pace.
Oh, Mike, you can't tar every government employee with the same brush.
Okay, my bad, my bad. But what does tar with the same brush mean? Let's check it out in today's words and idioms.
美国习惯用语
Words and idioms.
各位听众，现在播送美国习惯用语第886讲，我是小北。
我是 Doug Johnson。
前两天，我和朋友逛街时路过一家披萨连锁店，我想进去吃饭，可是朋友说他在这个品牌的另外一家店吃过，那里的服务可糟透了，所以这家店的服务一定也很差。他说什么也不在这里吃。虽然披萨没吃到，但朋友的做法让我想起一个习惯用语，那就是
Tar with the same brush. Tar is spelled T-A-R and brush B-R-U-S-H. Tar with the same brush.
Tar 这个词不太常见，当名词时是焦油的意思，当动词是指涂抹焦油。Brush 大家比较熟悉，是刷子的意思。
To tar somebody or something with the same brush.
字面的意思是用同一把刷子涂焦油，其实是指因为某人或某物不好，就误以为和他们类似的人或物都不好，也就是一竿子打翻一船人。在生活中啊，这种一概而论的事儿经常发生，比如下面这个老板在招聘员工时的态度。
One of the applicants for a part-time sales position came with good references.
Yet my boss didn't want to hire him because he was still in high school. Apparently, he'd had a bad experience with a teenaged employee. To me, he tarred him with the same brush. Why did he blame him because of another teen's poor performance?
这段话的意思是，在应聘兼职销售员的人中，有个人条件不错，获得以前雇主的强力推荐，可是我们的老板不想雇他，因为他还是个高中生。很显然，老板以前雇过高中生，可那孩子表现不好。这下老板一竿子打翻一船人，凡是高中生他都不雇了。我觉得这对应聘人来说是不公平的。
这个老板显然在招聘过程中有歧视行为，因为一个人的年龄而不给他工作机会，这要在美国啊，可能会被人告上法庭的。让我们再来听听上面那段话。
One of the applicants for a part-time sales position came with good references. Yet my boss didn't want to hire him because he was still in high school. Apparently, he'd had a bad experience with a teenaged employee. To me, he tarred him with the same brush. Why did he blame him because of another teen's poor performance?
在日常生活中，如果你常常对人对事一概而论，可能会错失很多机会。让我们来听听下面这段话。
My buddy thinks that I shouldn't ask Jean out because she's divorced, and he dated divorcees who seem desperate. But I'm not going to tar her with the same brush. I'm not about to fault Jean because of my friend's bad dating experience with other divorced women. It isn't fair.
这个人说，我的一个哥们儿觉得我不应该和 Jean 约会，因为她离过婚。而我这位哥们儿交往过离婚女人，觉得他们的人生态度都很消极。不过啊，我不会一概而论，不会因为我朋友同离婚女人合不来就觉得 Jean 不好，这么做对 Jean 是不公平的。
说到一概而论，我想到了我的表姐，她家那个市的市长贪污公款被判了刑，因为这个她就决定再也不在选举中投票了。这么做也有点太过了吧。我承认一些政客的确是腐败的，但也不能因此就
tar them with the same brush，
一竿子打翻一船人呢，也不能觉得他们个个都坏呀。让我们再来听一遍刚才的话。
My buddy thinks that I shouldn't ask Jean out because she's divorced, and he dated divorcees who seemed desperate. But I'm not going to tar her with the same brush.I'm not about to fault Jean because of my friend's bad dating experience with other divorced women. It isn't fair.
好的，这次美国习惯用语就到此结束。我是小北。
我是 Doug Johnson。
谢谢各位的收听。
Until next time.
下次节目再见。
This has been Words and Idioms.
Mike, working with you is really affecting me. I've started tarring all the VO employees with the same brush.
Really? How so?
I keep suspecting that they're all trying to dodge work.
Ouch.
Well, not us. All right, 好了，同学们，这次的节目时间就到这里了。如果你有什么建议或者想提什么问题，请发电子邮件到美语@voanews.com.
Tune in next time for American English Mosaic.
We'll see you next time.
Bye-bye.
哟，怎么了，老同学？
要考试，我背单词背得头都大了，就是没进步。
光靠死记硬背可不行。最近美国之音刚开播的美语训练班，每次25分钟，内容丰富，形式活泼，不知不觉英语就提高了。
真的？什么时候播出？
每星期天下午5:05到5:30播出，星期二和星期五同一时间重播。
那我要是错过了呢？
上网呗，除了美国之音自己的网站，还有3w.usa101.cn， 赶快去听吧。
位听众，纽约州新冠病毒死亡病例破万，不过州长安德鲁·库莫星期一宣布纽约州最坏的情况已经过去了。库莫在州首府埃尔巴尼举行的记者会上说，我们可以控制传播，对此感觉不错，最坏的情况已经过去了，如果我们今后继续保持智慧的话。但是他很快告诫说，这并不意味着现在是放松包括社交距离等在内的限制措施的时候，他警告人们不要鲁莽行事。库莫警告说，我的手握在阀门上，如果你太快地拧阀门，你会看到数字马上蹿升回来。纽约州住院的人数和需要呼吸机的患者人数都下降了，新冠病毒病例增速也在减缓，但每天仍有大约11000例新确诊病例。纽约州到目前为止通报了195000新冠病毒病例，超过了西班牙或意大利，实际数字可能更高，因为症状较轻不需住院的人被鼓励待在家中，这些人中绝大多数没有接受检测。纽约州的死亡人数星期一跨越了新的门槛，达到了10056起，占美国新冠病毒死亡病例的将近一半。澳大利亚总理莫里森表示，对于世界卫生组织坐视不管中国野味市场重开的行为难以理解。澳大利亚第九频道新闻网报道，众多专家相信新冠病毒是从武汉的一处野味市场向外传播。莫里森还指出，我们需要保护全世界要对付这类病毒引爆疫情的潜在来源。他还认为，中国野味市场散播病毒事件并不只有一件，类似的事情已经发生过太多次了。澳大利亚联邦卫生部长亨特也呼应莫里森的言论，并担心中国野味市场重开可能造成更多风险。亨特还说，我们并不同意某些国际组织的立场，我们的责任是保护澳大利亚民众，而且我相信世界上大多数人和我们的立场相近。英国情报机构认为，在新型冠状病毒疫情平息后，英国需要重新评估与中国的关系，并考虑是否需要对高科技和其他战略行业实施更严格的控制。英国卫报周一报道称，英国情报机构表示，中国称其成功应对了新冠病毒流行，并将借此更加坚定捍卫其一党制模式，英国政府必须考虑如何应对。报道称，正在考虑的问题包括英国是否需要限制对数字通信和人工智能等高科技企业的收购，以及是否应该减少中国学生在英国大学等地的科研机会。英国情报机构还指出，中国在1月和2月的新冠病毒感染病例和死亡人数明显少报，这与美国情报机构的结论类似。英国官方数据显示，英国目前已确诊超过80000例新冠病毒病例，并成为继美国、西班牙、意大利和法国后第五个死亡人数超过10000人的国家。英国首相约翰逊也确诊了新型冠状病毒。法国总统马克龙周一表示，禁足令将延长到5月11日，此后会逐步让各级中小学以及幼儿园复学，部分商店可以营业，但餐厅、咖啡厅、酒吧及博物馆等公共场所仍需关闭。法国自3月17日以来，有6700万人被下达禁足令，这项禁令原本预定本月14日结束。此外，来自欧洲以外国家的旅客也将持续禁止进入法国，直到未来另行通知解禁。马克龙指出，法国在面对新冠疫情爆发时并没有做好充分准备，虽然尽可能做好防疫，但是还是不够，目前仍然缺乏防护衣、手套、酒精，也没有足够口罩分配给前线的医护人员。至于何时能回归正常生活，马克龙坦言，我很想回答，但老实说，我还没有明确答案。截至发稿为止，法国累计确诊病例137875例，死亡14986人。韩国联合参谋本部表示，朝鲜星期二从江原道汶川地区 向东海海域发射数枚疑似短程反舰巡歌导弹。
Welcome to American English Mosaic. I'm Mike Bond.
And I'm Lin Yang.
Are you a frequent flyer? Is it economical to pay more and upgrade your flight to business class? We will offer you some insight in today's business etiquette.
今天的美国人如何看待他们的政府，我们在下面的节目中为你介绍。
And in words and idioms, we will learn what tar and feather and tar with the same brush means.
All coming up on this edition of American English Mosaic.
Now let's go into our first segment, Learn a Word.
Learn a word.
今天我们要学的词是
dysfunctional. Dysfunctional is spelled D-Y-S-F-U-N-C-T-I-O-N-A-L. Dysfunctional.
Dysfunctional, 形容词，意思是失常的、失调的。
One in three Americans believe the dysfunctional government is the country's biggest problem.
三个美国人里就有一个人认为政府运作失调是美国所面临的最大问题。
A recent study revealed that only around 2 out of 10 people actually escape the grips of a dysfunctional family.
最近的一项研究显示，每十个人当中，大约只有两个人能真正摆脱他们所在的不健全家庭。好的，今天我们学习的词是
dysfunctional, dysfunctional, dysfunctional.
It's hard for kids to grow up in dysfunctional families. I have a friend who always seems very distant to people and favors spending time with his pets. Turns out that his mom favored his brother over him growing up, so it left him believing no one truly loves him.
That's horrible. Once you form a certain personality and worldview, it's very hard to change it. I'm so grateful for my loving and caring family.
Yeah, I love my family too. It's full of happiness and laughter. But my mom did tar and feather me when I grew up.
她一直相信不打不成才呀。
Well, what can I say? Looks like she did a good job of bringing you up.
Oh!
And you mentioned a good idiom, tar and feather. Let's listen to today's words and idioms and check it out.
美国习惯用语。
Words and idioms.
各位听众，现在播送美国习惯用语第885讲，我是魏然，我是Doug
Johnson。刚才朋友跟我抱怨说，他的老板太可怕了，他在工作上出了一点点小差错，老板就不依不饶，把他好一顿骂。这也让我想起一个习惯用语，那就是
tar and feather. Tar is spelled T-A-R, and feather, F-E-A-T-H-E-R, tar and feather.
Tar这个词不太常见，是柏油的意思。Feather大家都知道是指羽毛。把 tar和feather放在一起，意思是严厉惩罚。比如，我的朋友被苛刻的老板骂得体无完肤。 我们就可以说,
She felt tarred and feathered by her overly critical boss.
当然了，倒霉的不止我朋友一个人。下面是一个高中生的烦恼，我们一起听。I
think my whole class hates English this semester. Our teacher is always ready to punish us for the slightest mistake. If she finds any misspellings on our compositions, she deducts several points from our grade. I don't understand the need to tar and feather us.
这段话意思是，我估计我们全班都恨透了这学期的英文课。我们的英文老师总是为了一丁点小错误而惩罚我们。他判作文的时候发现一个错字就扣好多分，我实在不明白他干嘛非要这么严厉地惩罚我们不可。唉，分儿分儿分儿，学生的命根儿。
这位英文老师在判分的时候毫不留情，为一点小错而责罚学生，难怪不得人心。好的，让我们再来听听上面那段话。I
think my whole class hates English this semester. Our teacher is always ready to punish us for the slightest mistake. If she finds any misspellings on our compositions, She deducts several points from our grade. I don't understand the need to tar and feather us.
在生活中，我们常常会见到吹毛求疵、专挑别人毛病的人。我以前常看一个美食评论家的专栏，我发现他的文章里称赞别人的部分不到10%，剩下的全都是在挑毛病。没过多久，他的专栏就被撤销了。可见大众的力量不容忽视，社会名流他们更可能因为丑闻而被大众 tar and feather。不过，这种情况似乎也在发生变化。让我们来听听下面这个人的看法。
I'm no longer shocked when I read about athletes and politicians who have extramarital affairs. It used to be that they'd be tarred and feathered. Today, instead of being severely criticized, they're often forgiven. Then they're featured on magazine covers and make lots of money by writing books.It disgusts me.
这个人说，当我看到体育明星和政客们搞婚外情的新闻时，我已经不会大惊小怪了。过去，这种人一定会被人们的口水淹死，可现在，没什么人会去严厉斥责他们。相反，社会大众会原谅他们，他们还能上杂志封面、出书、大笔捞钱，这一切让我觉得恶心。
上面这段话让我想起一个女人，玛莎·斯图尔特。她原本是家政女皇，可是后来因为股票内幕交易丑闻坐了5个月的牢。当时
She was tarred and feathered.
所以好多评论家都以为她将一蹶不振。可是恰恰相反，她出狱之后全面复出，经营的企业甚至比以前更加成功，似乎也没人再提到她犯罪坐牢的事儿了。让我们再来听一遍刚才的话。
I'm no longer shocked when I read about athletes and politicians who have extramarital affairs. It used to be that they'd be tarred and feathered. Today, instead of being severely criticized, they're often forgiven. Then they're featured on magazine covers and make lots of money by writing books.It disgusts me.
好的，这次美国习惯用语就到此结束了。我是魏然，
我是 Doug Johnson。
这次节目的制作人是胡晓玲。谢谢各位的收听。
Until next time.
下次节目再见。
This has been Words and Idioms.
I'm so stoked! I just booked my ticket back home today! Yummy food and the Spring Festival celebrations! Here I come!
I envy your life! Did you buy a nonstop?
No, I have one stop in the middle, but it's not too bad. But I'm considering if I should upgrade to business class. It's a 13-hour flight, and crawling in coach class seats doesn't sound very appealing.
Seems like you've got to do some cost-benefit analysis.Actually, in today's business etiquette, we will talk about the pros and cons of upgrading to business class.
Let's go take a look.
礼节美语
Cindy 看到同事 Wendy 很开心的样子。
Yay!
Hey, Wendy, you sure looked excited. What's up?
I just got a text message, and I get to fly business class on my next trip to China.
Sweet! What city are you going to?
Beijing. The Fabrics Trade Show is happening there next week.
Cool. I've never been to Beijing. You?
No, I've only been to Shanghai and Hangzhou.
Well, it's great that you get to see a new place.
Wendy 这么开心，原来因为是要去北京出差，而且是坐
business class
商务舱，不是经济舱
economy class
或是
coach class。
除了商务舱和经济舱以外，大家知道的头等舱在英语里是
first class。
正说的高兴，另外一位同事 Amy 走过来，问他俩要不要一起去吃个午饭。
Hey, girls, wanna go walk across the street and grab some lunch?
Sure.
Yeah, let's go. You know, Wendy should treat us today.
What's up?
Because she gets to fly business class next week.
Sure. Lunch is on me.
I'm going to Beijing next Tuesday for the Fabrics Trade Show. I've always wanted to see what traveling business class would be like, and now I'll get a little taste.
Congratulations. Business class has so much more legroom. The seats practically recline into a bed. Of course, first class is even nicer.
Amy 问两人要不要一起去马路对面买点午饭吃。
Grab some lunch.
Cindy 让 Wendy 请客。
Wendy should treat us today.
因为她下星期要坐商务舱去北京出差。Wendy 欣然答应说
Lunch is on me.
意思是午饭我来请。Amy 说商务舱
Leg room.
伸展腿脚的空间更大，椅子放倒就像床一样，但是还是不如头等舱舒服。听上去 Amy 八成坐过。Cindy 问她
Are you speaking from experience?
Actually, yes. My husband and I flew first class to Hawaii for our honeymoon.
Wow, that is way cool. I've been stuck in coach all my life. Is it just my imagination, or have the seats in economy class been getting smaller over the years?
I don't think the seats have gotten smaller. I think the airlines are packing more rows of seats into airplanes, and that means less legroom.
Well, it's probably true that if we want cheap tickets, we will have to put up with being crammed into an airplane.
原来 Amy 去夏威夷度蜜月时坐的就是头等舱，所以她确实是
Speak from experience.
Wendy 很羡慕地说
I've been stuck in coach all my life.
我一辈子都没离开过经济舱。座位虽说没变小，但是航空公司不断在机舱里加座椅。
Pack more rows of seats into airplanes.
当然，伸腿的地方就越来越小了。Amy 无可奈何地说，想要买便宜机票，就只能忍受飞机里的拥挤了。
We will have to put up with being crammed into an airplane. To put up with.
是忍受。
Cram.
是动词，意思是挤在一起。
Wendy 看起来很高兴，因为她去北京出差，可以 fly business class 乘坐商务舱。商务舱更舒服，有更宽敞的 leg room 伸展腿脚的空间。Wendy 说 ：“I've been stuck in coach all my life. 我一辈子都没离开过经济舱，所以这次呢，能乘商务舱很开心。”
Ugh, I hope I can get a job in the future that will enable me to fly back and forth between the U.S. and China business class.I certainly wouldn't say no to more legroom.
Indeed, and the food is so much better. I guess that's a very important factor for a foodie like you, huh?
Oh, you know me too well.
All right, 我们接着来听听商务舱还有什么好处吧。
礼节美语。
Cindy 看到同事 Wendy 很开心的样子。
So, Wendy, are you flying nonstop?
Washington, D.C. to Beijing, non-stop.
Oh, that's lovely. The thing I hate the most about traveling is layovers. You have to get off the plane, get all your stuff. Sometimes you have to go through security. Then you wait around in the airport lounge for hours and finally get back on a plane and endure more hours of flying.
Stopovers are a real pain in the neck. Sometimes they're quick, but most of the time, layovers take at least 3 or 4 hours.
I got stuck at the Bangkok airport for 9 hours once. I nearly went insane.
It's nasty. I'd rather just stay overnight and come back the next day.
Wendy 的班机是直飞
Non-stop.
不用转机。中途转机在英文里是
Layover.
或者是
Stopover.
Cindy 说
Stopovers are a real pain in the neck.
说一件事情是
A pain in the neck.
意思是说这件事情特别讨厌。Wendy 也说，有一次她被困在曼谷机场9个小时。
I got stuck at the Bangkok airport for 9 hours.
Amy 也说，她宁可找个地方过夜。
I'd rather just stay overnight.
第二天再回来，也不愿意在机场干等。
Hopefully the airplanes of the future will be faster and bigger, so we can get places more comfortably and quickly.
So enlighten me.On what pleasures await me in business class?
Well, the food is pretty good. Each meal has several courses, and if you want seconds or thirds, the answer is always no problem, madam.
The wine list is excellent, too. You also have your choice of dozens of brand new movies and shows on your personal in-flight entertainment system.
But like I said earlier, the number one best thing about business class is the leg room. You can stretch out and lie back. It makes all the difference in the world.
商务舱的乘客有哪些特殊待遇呢？ Cindy 说，首先是吃得好，每顿饭都有好几道菜，而且
If you want seconds or thirds,
如果你想要第二份或是第三份的话，回答永远都是没问题。
Seconds,
第二份
is spelled S-E-C-O-N-D-S, seconds,
就是 second 后面加个 S。Thirds 也是一样，就是在 third 后面加个 S。除了吃得好，葡萄酒的种类也不错。
The wine list is excellent.
此外还有最新上映的电影。但是商务舱最好的地方还是宽敞。
It makes all the difference in the world.
天壤之别。
Cindy's right. A 12-hour flight doesn't seem all that long.
Excellent. I am very much looking forward to it. Okay, it's my treat. What do you guys want to eat?
I'll have the shrimp salad.
And I'll have a club sandwich and a cranberry yogurt.
And I'll have carrot sticks and a tomato juice.
On a diet?
No, I'm just too excited to eat.
Wendy 听后很高兴，说自己十分期待，大家开始点午饭。结果 Wendy 自己只要了
carrot sticks and a tomato juice.
小胡萝卜和番茄汁。Cindy 问她是不是在减肥。
On a diet?
等于
Are you on a diet?
Wendy 回答说不是，是因为太兴奋了，所以吃不下东西。
Wendy 这次还可以乘坐 fly non-stop 直飞。Amy 说这简直太重要了，因为 layover is a pain in the neck， 转机特别麻烦。Cindy 说商务舱呢不仅宽敞，而且食物非常好 ，the wine list 酒单也不错，而且还有非常计时的 in-flight entertainment system， 途中娱乐系统。
Sounds like a 13-hour flight won't be that long if you're flying business.You should consider it, Yanglin.
I think I'm gonna do it. A wine list on the plane? That's what I'm talking about.
There you go. All right, enough about flying. Let's go ahead with our class.
Let's listen to another Learn Word.
Learn a word.
今天我们要学的词是
Indefinite. Indefinite is spelled I-N-D-E-F-I-N-I-T-E.Indefinite.
Indefinite, 形容词，意思是不明确的，无限期的。
The head coach has decided to take an indefinite leave of absence to care for his sick wife.
为了照顾生病的妻子，球队主教练决定无限期请长假。
The union launched an indefinite strike, requesting shorter hours and better pay.
工会发起无限期罢工，要求缩短工时，增加工资。
The bridge was closed indefinitely for repair work to be done.
这座大桥要接受检修，将无限期停止使用。好的，今天我们学习的词是
indefinite, indefinite, indefinite.
I feel like the construction in front of our building has been going on indefinitely.
They sure are not efficient enough.But that probably is in par with the government's pace.
Oh, Mike, you can't tar every government employee with the same brush.
Okay, my bad, my bad. But what does tar with the same brush mean? Let's check it out in today's words and idioms.
美国习惯用语
Words and idioms.
各位听众，现在播送美国习惯用语第886讲，我是小北。
我是 Doug Johnson。
前两天我和朋友逛街时路过一家披萨连锁店，我想进去吃饭，可是朋友说他在这个品牌的另外一家店吃过，那里的服务可糟透了，所以这家店的服务一定也很差，他说什么也不在这里吃。虽然披萨没吃到，但朋友的做法让我想起一个习惯用语，那就是
Tar with the same brush. Tar is spelled T-A-R and brush B-R-U-S-H. Tar with the same brush.
Tar 这个词不太常见，当名词时是焦油的意思，当动词是指涂抹焦油。Brush 大家比较熟悉，是刷子的意思。
To tar somebody or something with the same brush.
字面的意思是用同一把刷子涂焦油，其实是指因为某人或某物不好，就误以为和他们类似的人或物都不好。 也就是一竿子打翻一船人。在生活中啊，这种一概而论的事儿经常发生，比如下面这个老板在招聘员工时的态度。
One of the applicants for a part-time sales position came with good references, yet my boss didn't want to hire him because he was still in high school. Apparently, he'd had a bad experience with a teenaged employee. To me, he tarred him with the same brush. Why did he blame him because of another teen's poor performance?
这段话的意思是，在应聘兼职销售员的人中，有个人条件不错，获得以前雇主的强力推荐，可是我们的老板不想雇他，因为他还是个高中生。很显然，老板以前雇过高中生，可那孩子表现不好。这下老板一竿子打翻一船人，凡是高中生他都不雇了。我觉得这对应聘人来说是不公平的。
这个老板显然在招聘过程中有歧视行为，因为一个人的年龄而不给他工作机会，这要在美国啊，可能会被人告上法庭的。让我们再来听听上面那段话。
One of the applicants for a part-time sales position came with good references. Yet my boss didn't want to hire him because he was still in high school. Apparently, he'd had a bad experience with a teenaged employee. To me, he tarred him with the same brush. Why did he blame him because of another teen's poor performance?
在日常生活中，如果你常常对人对事一概而论，可能会错失很多机会。让我们来听听下面这段话。
My buddy thinks that I shouldn't ask Jean out because she's divorced, and he dated divorcees who seem desperate. But I'm not going to tar her with the same brush. I'm not about to fault Jean because of my friend's bad dating experience with other divorced women. It isn't fair.
这个人说，我的一个哥们儿觉得我不应该和 Jean 约会，因为她离过婚。而我这位哥们儿交往过离婚女人，觉得他们的人生态度都很消极。不过啊，我不会一概而论，不会因为我朋友同离婚女人合不来就觉得 Jean 不好。这么做对 Jean 是不公平的。
说到一概而论，我想到了我的表姐，她家那个市的市长贪污公款被判了刑。因为这个，他就决定再也不在选举中投票了。这么做也有点太过了吧？我承认一些政客的确是腐败的，但也不能因此就
tar them with the same brush，
一竿子打翻一船人呢、啊，也不能觉得他们个个都坏呀、啊。让我们再来听一遍刚才的话。
My buddy thinks that I shouldn't ask Jean out because she's divorced, and he dated divorcees who seemeddesperate. But I'm not going to tar her with the same brush. I'm not about to fault Jean because of my friend's bad dating experience with other divorced women. It isn't fair.
好的，这次美国习惯用语就到此结束。我是小北。
我是 Doug Johnson。
谢谢各位的收听。
Until next time.
下次节目再见。
This has been Words and Idioms.
Mike, working with you is really affecting me. I've started tarring all the VO employees with the same brush.
Really? How so?
I keep suspecting that they're all trying to dodge work.
Ouch.
Well, not us. All right, 好了，同学们，这次的节目时间就到这里了。如果你有什么建议或者想提什么问题，请发电子邮件到美语@voanews.com.
Tune in next time for American English Mosaic.
We'll see you next time.
Bye-bye.
哟，怎么了，老同学？
要考试，我背单词背得头都大了，就是没进步。
光靠死记硬背可不行。最近美国之音刚开播的美语训练班，每次25分钟，内容丰富，形式活泼，不知不觉英语就提高了。
真的。 什么时候播出？
每星期天下午5:05到5:30播出，星期二和星期五同一时间重播。
那我要是错过了呢？
上网呗，除了美国之音自己的网站，还有3w.usa101.cn， 赶快去听吧。